This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. It was end-of-game disaster for both the Bruins and Celtics last night. The Celtics lost in Cleveland 105-104. The Bruins lost in overtime to Edmonton 2-1. The Bruins gave up the tying goal late in the third period and then gave up the game-winning goal very early in overtime. In tournament basketball last night in D3, it was Newburyport over Tanisqua 79-58, and Manchester Essex bombed Tingsboro 77-36. We have details in a separate post here on the website, but this is Manchester Essex coach Tim St. Laurent after the game.
It all starts with defense, and I have five guys at all times on the floor that can play team defense, and then I got a bunch of outstanding offensive players as well. But Zach Hurd, who was absolute MVP tonight on playing defense on that kid the entire night long. I mean, I'm so proud of Zach. And Kay did his thing offensively, which, you know, and defensively, you know, he gets a lot of steals and propels us. Eddie did a great job. It was an all-around team win. Johnny shot the ball well. Chow banged up his ankle. He's playing banged up. Preston banged up his ankle. Wico, he's playing banged up. So these guys are playing through toughness, which makes it even more special for us.
In girls basketball, Pawtucket over Dover Shoreborne, 52-47. It was North Reading losing to Sandwich, 73-46. And the Newburyport girls in D3 picked up a 56-48 win on the road against Watertown. Tonight in the tournament, boys action, Salem plays at Old Rochester. Salem coach Tom Doyle on his two sensational freshman guards.
Yeah, we have two freshmen that have started for us every game this year. And our point guard is Elian Rodriguez, and he kind of handles the ball and controls the tempo for us. And like I said a second ago, I mean, he had a great first quarter the other night. And then they came out and tried to slow him down a little bit. And then our other freshman, Jordan Maxson, who has been our leading scorer all year long, really got hot and hit, I think, seven threes and played excellent throughout the game. And he had 33 points. And they really led us the other night. And throughout this whole year, they've been pretty consistent overall. You know, obviously, nobody plays well every game, but overall they've been way more consistent than I would expect two freshmen to be.
Other games tonight, Georgetown plays at Linn Tech. That's a 6 o'clock tip. Rockport is out at Drury. That's out in North Adams. This is Phil Whitley, the Vikings coach, on his Rockport team.
We're fortunate to have, you know, six or seven guys that can handle the ball, four or five that can shoot really well. And one of the really neat things right now is guys are really just locked into their roles and doing what they do really well. We share the ball well. We move the ball well. Guys are rebounding. Last night, Brooks Slingloff, number zero for us as a senior, he had a herniated disc last year and wasn't able to play for he played the last couple games for us last year, but he's been struggling shooting a little bit this season, which I know I've had a herniated disc. I know your body it takes a while to kind of recover, but he's really locked in the last couple weeks to really owning the post. And last night he had 10 rebounds, 9 assists, and 3 steals for us, which was just huge. And he's really kind of loving taking on that role of being the guy in the post and distributing the ball well. And Ed Mers and Josiah, my son, and Chase Weed have just continued to shoot the ball well, get into the lane and either score or kick outs. And Josh Silva continues to play well for us with rebounds, assists, great defense. He really locked down number 5 for us last night. He was at the top of our zone and was he's quick, he's athletic. So pretty good stuff.
And in girls basketball tonight, Georgetown plays at Tingsboro. In boys hockey, Newburyport plays Woburn at 7:30 in Woburn. It's Marblehead taking on Scituate at the Gallo Arena this afternoon at 5. And Division 4, Winthrop will battle Ashland tonight in Stoneham at 7:30. For Winthrop and their coach Dale Dunbar, he believes his team has both talent and team chemistry.
Well, they're very close. Like I said, you know, I'm a firm believer in chemistry. You can beat talent anytime. You know, you can figure out a way to shut down talent, but if you have a very close team who works hard and truly cares for each other, you know, combine that with some pretty high level skill, you know, you can go a long way. And goaltending has been, you know, very good. Mike Donahue has been you know, he's been very good for us, not tested a lot, which has been a concern. So our practices are really going to be now of tons of shots on him. And, you know, we just got to make sure, you know, we continue to just do everything together. And, you know, from pregame meals to hanging out, these kids genuinely care about each other. And that can overcome a lot of things.
Winthrop hockey coach Dale Dunbar. This is North Shore Today, the area's only daily news and sports podcast giving voice to the North Shore. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Wednesday.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.